Welcome to the Dr. Janine Show. Today we are talking about face yoga with face lifting exercises as well for our marionette line. So if you're not sure about what marionette lines are, this is the lower area of the chin. We will be talking about face taping as well, and your participation is required for today's show. So get ready to be doing all of these things along with me today in the midst of the show. I have a great recipe for you as well. Of course, we have our quiz section coming up in which we will be playing for the hair, skin, and nails. This is from our great sponsors at VitaTree, which is awesome, and we thank them for always being a great supporter of today's show and all of the Dr. Janine shows. Now, I'll also be talking about some of the truths about our light exposure, what that does to our skin. So don't go anywhere. Make sure that you are following Team Dr. J9 so that we can reach out to you, especially if you are one of our contestants and our quiz winners. We have to be able to reach you, and that would be on TikTok and Instagram. So we are here live. We are talking all about facelifting exercises, face yoga techniques, again, for those marionette lines. So let's talk a little bit about the causes. What would cause the marionette lines? And why is it called the marionette line? Well, it's based off of the marionette puppets that back in the day, and I believe they still exist, but to move their mouth, they had these marionette lines, which you can see if you're watching on YouTube, you can see the marionette puppet. So that's why it's called the marionette lines. Now, it has a lot to do with a specific muscle group, and that is the depressor anguli oris. It's called the DAO muscle, and this will pull down on the corners of the mouth. So if we see it here, that's what makes the frowning expression and pulls down the corners of the mouth. It has to do a lot with our expression, our ability to speak, but that DAO muscle can have a real effect and cause that sad expression. And this is going to have, you know, if there's a lot of muscle tension in that DAO muscle, then this will cause the exasperation of the marionette line. So this is something that in terms of people who have injections and Botox and things, sometimes they will actually inject into that muscle to relax it, therefore relaxing the skin on top. And that is one of the things that we will be targeting today with our facial massage, our face yoga, is to help to relax, but also release some muscle tension in this area, specifically around the mouth, but also in that DAO muscle. Now, we also have a ligament, and this is called the mandibular cutaneous ligament, which causes a hard stop of the tissue above it. So what that means is that ligaments are usually quite taut. So if you think of a sailboat, I don't know if you've ever sailed before, but if you know the shroud, so we have the mast of the ship, and then we have the shroud is what keeps everything in line and making sure that that mast is staying nice and solid on the boat. Well, the shroud has a lot of tension in it. The same with our ligaments in our body, they have a lot of tension, and this can cause the tissue above it to also have hardness. And of course, as we age, as our cheeks fall, we have muscle loss in our upper muscles in the face, but also we have some extra tension in the chin muscle. That can be another cause for the marionette lines. But as we have that loss of collagen as we're aging as well, this can exasperate the marionette lines because of that hard ligament that is underneath this area. So we're going to be working on all of these things today for our marionette lines and with our face yoga, and especially our face yoga techniques. So stay tuned, don't go anywhere. Okay, so let's talk about the first exercise. So you need a pencil. So if you don't have a pencil or pen nearby, you're going to do this, you know, after the fact, so you can rewatch this on YouTube, of course. And you always want to have a little bit of a smile. So think about this throughout the day. This is something that I consciously had to learn, because we tend to have the corners of our mouth, they can tend to go down a little bit. So that is going to make the marionette lines or the appearance of those lines much worse. So during the day, just your normal facial expression, and this should be obvious, should have a slight amount of a smile, and that will help to lift the corners of the mouth. And that is very important for so that you're not developing the marionette lines. Now, one of the things that you're going to do with this exercise for the face yoga for your marionette lines is you're going to use that pencil, and you're going to smile slightly. It's going to be hard for me to talk, so I'll explain it first. You're going to smile slightly, then you're going to sort of purse your lips around the pencil. You're going to keep your chin forward and then you're going to tilt your head back with the pencil in that area. And you're trying to sort of lift your chin muscle up. And you're going to do that 3 times. So you have a slight smile, the pencil will be there. You're going to put, and you're doing 3 forward. And then you're going to do the same thing with that smile. 3 going to the left side. And then 3 going to the right side. And it's a very controlled movement. It's very slow. So you could actually do this with your finger as well. So if you don't have a pencil or pen right now, as we're doing this live all together, come on, participation is required. Like I said, let's go. Okay, so either your finger, you're going to smile slightly, put your device in your mouth, whatever that is, okay? And you're sort of pursing your lips around your pencil, and then you're going to be tilting back. Okay, did everybody get that? So that was 3 to the front, and you're gonna go 3 to the left. So again, a little bit of a smile. You're gonna purse your lips around your pencil. And then 3 to the right side. So I'll let you continue on your own. Thank you for all those likes coming in. I see that happening. So thank you, thank you. I hope you will practice this. You have to make that mind-body connection when you're doing these face yoga techniques, especially for the marionette lines, because it's not an area of the face that, like some of the other areas that, you know, you can really visualize, and like opening the eyes and things that we've done in previous episodes. This one takes a little bit more of that mind-body connection to sort of visualize and get that feeling. But you'll notice now what's happening with all that musculature. I can even feel it after I do that exercise about what I've sort of activated in terms of relaxing, but also activating in those muscles around the mouth and the chin area as well. So continuing on, we are going to now share, which is something that we share in every show, the viewer spotlight. So continue to share your positive feedback. And whenever you learn something new from the Dr. Janine Show and from myself and all my content in my social media, I'd love for you to share that feedback with us here at the show. So today's viewer spotlight is from Apple Abby, and I love your handle name. And this was from YouTube, you can see here. And what Apple Abby said was, first time learning about leptin. Thank you for this great video. I now have steps I can take and hope this can help with weight loss and health. So that is fantastic. I know a leptin resistance, and leptin is a, you know, very much, in my opinion, under talked about subject. And the fact that you were able to find my content and be able to learn something from it and then now utilize what you've learned from the Dr. Janine Show, I am so grateful and happy for that. So yes, it will take you a long way. So if you haven't yet seen my videos on leptin resistance, make sure you check them out on YouTube. Very, very important, especially if you're trying to, you know, change your hormones, you're trying to maximize your body composition, maybe burn some fat. And for weight loss, it's really an underlooked and underinvestigated part of weight loss and your hormones. So make sure you check out those videos. If you're just tuning in today, though, I am talking about face yoga, face lifting exercises for our marionette lines. I'm so happy to have you all here. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Hello to everybody who's here. And if you do have questions throughout the show, make sure you do put them in the comment section. I will be coming back to you at the end of the show, and I will be able to share some of my, you know, 2 cents worth on some of your questions that you may have. Okay, so now let's go over here. We're going to be doing some face yoga for the marionette line. So one of the things that you're going to want to do is use one of your, you know, favorite oils on your face. And I have coconut oil here, and we know that it gets a little bit solid at room temperature, but a little bit of coconut oil. This is probably my favorite type of oil to use. You can use olive oil, you can use grapeseed oil, any type of oil topically is whatever your skin is, you know, and reacts well to is something that you can use at home. But the great thing about the coconut oil is that it doesn't stain your skin. So this is one of the reasons why I love to use the coconut oil. So all you're doing now is you are going to apply a bit of oil to that area and a little bit on your knuckles as well, because you're using your knuckles actually for this facial yoga technique. And again, we are targeting those facial muscles. So remember that DAO muscle, which is in this lower chin area. And all you're going to do is your knuckles gently but firmly, because you want, if often these muscles are very tight, you want to release that muscular tension. So you're starting at the lower angle of where your mandible is, and you're just going to do little circles up that area where those marionette lines are. So very gentle circles, and doing that in little movements. And you can hear, so when you're not used to doing this, you can hear like little crunching noises and things happening in there, and that is all that muscular tension that has built up, sometimes some lactic acid in there as well, and some adhesion. So this is really going to be a great exercise for you for self-investigation as well, to see, you know, how much of that sort of pent up tension is in this area. So that is the first part of that exercise. Okay, now we're going to do a little exercise. There's another muscle called the rhesorus muscle, and that goes and attaches very close to your ear area. So now what you're going to do with a little bit of that oil on your finger is you're going to sort of hold down where the marionette line, if you have it or if you don't have it, or where it may be, which is usually a continuation of the smile line. So you're going to hold that down with one finger, and then just very gently with your other finger, and I have to stop talking because you can't really feel what's going on if I'm talking throughout this, but you're going to just massage towards the ear. And again, you may feel a lot of muscular tension in this area, and everybody's tension is going to be in different spots, so feel free to, you know, go closer to your jawline, go up closer towards your cheekbone as well, and just do that again on both sides. So anchoring it down with your one finger, and then use your other finger in that direction to work out that muscular tension. Of course, you won't be talking when you're doing it, so you're really going to feel that lifting effect, but more importantly, getting that muscle tension out of those muscles. Now, the last one, make sure you have clean hands, is we're going to actually go inside the mouth. So I like to anchor in with my thumb on the the inside of my cheek, and now I'm going to use my fingers on the outside to wrinkle and get out all of those adhesions that are in there. This can be quite painful. Again, this is something that we did a little bit last week as well, so if you missed that show, check it out for the smile lines. But I'm going to go inside my mouth, and of course I have to stop talking, so here we go. And you're going to go in. So again, those marionette lines typically will be in this area. You're going to go in and really massage from the inside, but from the outside as well, and try to alleviate any of that tension that is in that area. So there you go. Now, the other thing that I wanted to show you was the suction. So we talked a little bit about the suction last week. This is something that you can purchase online, these little suction cup thingies, and they have, and they create suction when you squeeze them, and you can attach them to the skin. So depending on, and if you can hear that, I'll try to put it closer to my mic. Can you hear that little, the suction? Okay, perfect. So what we're doing now is right down the marionette line. So we're gonna go from this area down where you may see something happening here. You're gonna start at the bottom. You're gonna apply, so you have to squeeze it to apply the suction. And then you go up, and you go up the smile line as well, and then out towards the ear. So you create the suction. Again, you need to have a little bit of slip. So I still have a little bit of my coconut oil is still on my skin. You need that slip or else this isn't going to glide properly for you on the skin. So you start at the bottom of that line. You attach it by squeezing, and then you just roll it up your smile line and then out towards your ear. And that will help to drain the lymphatics as well. And ideally, before any of these exercises, if you've seen my other videos, you want to do your lymphatic drainage, get things moving for your lymph before you start any of the face yoga or the face massage techniques. So there you go. So there we have it. Now we're going to talk about the Dr. Janine Truth. So this is something in all the shows that I like to discuss. And that is something that usually you haven't maybe heard about before. And it's something that I have found, you know, based on my research over the years. So in this week's episode, the Dr. Janine Truth is that blue light ages you faster than the UV light from the sun. Yes. Now, this is crazy. And most people haven't heard about that. So what is blue light? Well, blue light is most of the light that is on your skin when you're indoors, anywhere. Unless your window is open a crack, which is something that I've taught you before, which is the better way to live. If you are indoors, always have the window open a crack. In your car as well, have the window open a crack so that those photons, those natural sunlight rays can come in. It'll help to balance out the blue light. And the blue light is very damaging to the skin. So compared to the UV rays from the sun, which range usually from 100 to 400 nanometers, the high efficiency light from blue light can actually penetrate deeper and reach the hypodermis of our skin. So this is why it can be so damaging to both the collagen and the elastin in our skin. And these are the fibers, of course, that give our skin its elasticity. So the long exposure to this, what they call the high energy blue light, actually increases the amount of DNA damage and the cell destruction and tissue death to our skin. In this study, they found that that longer exposure to the blue light increased that DNA damage and cell death, but also injury, even eye damage, which we know, and that's why I always wear my blue light blocking glasses, skin barrier damage, and photo aging. So they are looking at this now, and the, you know, all the more reason to be out in natural light as much as you possibly can, because all of the blue light that we get, whether it's from, for instance, from our devices, from our screens around us, even from our energy efficient light bulbs, is much higher in that blue light spectrum and is very damaging to our skin. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Janine. Today I'm talking about face yoga techniques and facial massage and facial exercises for the marionette lines. It's so great to have you all here. Hello on Facebook, Cat Geek. Is a Geeka is here from Greece. Hello, nice to see you. Thank you for tuning in. And Spanglish Grow Party, nice to see you. On TikTok, is it Vece? I'm not Italian, I'm sorry. Is it Vece Gigi? Nice to see you. Thank you. Thank you to everybody who's tuning in today. Thank you for all those likes coming in. I truly appreciate it. I see all those hearts floating up. So thank you, thank you. Thank you for all my new followers as well. I know that if you tune in for the first time, you're kind of wondering, okay, what's going on? I am Dr. Janine, naturopathic doctor, and we do this weekly, this show, the Dr. Janine Show. And this week, of course, we're talking about the marionette line. So this is one of our beauty episodes. And of course, I talk about all things natural and, you know, being a naturopathic doctor, that's what I love to do. So let's now talk about face taping for marionette line. So we've done a few episodes now where I've done the face taping. And of course, the face tape is something, I got new colors today, everyone. The face tape is the kinesiology tape. So this is something that you can certainly purchase online. You can, and it's very easy to find. This is usually used in sports, for sports medicine, but you can use it for face taping techniques. So the first face taping technique that we're going to do is similar to what we've done last week. And this has to do with cutting your strip with three strips. So you're going to have a base, and the base is going to go close to your ear, and then you have your three strips, so you can see that. So we have cut this, and what we're doing now is we're applying that base to close to the ear area of the skin, which is so important. If I can get the back off, there we go. And so again, you want to have clean skin for this. You've already done your beauty routine. You've already added you've done your cleansing, your toning, whatever you like to do. But now I'm applying that to the top part of my skin, close to my ear. And for the marionette lines, what we're doing now is we're going to focus on the lower jaw. So I'm going to start from the top though. So I'm stretching the skin down towards my smile line and then attaching it down. So that is one. The second one, I'm going to, again, pull the tape. It has that stretch to it. Pull it down towards my smile line, then attach it down. And now the third one, I'm pulling down towards my marionette line. And this one I'm going to stretch the most. and then pull it up so that I'm pulling that marionette line up, and that make sure that you are attaching it down really well. I should have wiped off a little bit of my, of course, the slippiness from my coconut oil that I have on my skin, and that's what you want to do. You can actually, you know, after you've cleansed, toned, done whatever you want to do for your skin routine, if you're not getting enough stick on your tape, you definitely want to make sure that you are removing that residue from your face products. There we go. And that is going to help to effectively pull up that area. This will help with jowls as well, but for that marionette line, which is great. Now, another technique that you can do is just get a little piece of your tape. And this is more of a mind-body connection type of thing. One of the things which I'll be talking about with the facial massage for the marionette lines is that you can have a lot of tension in your muscle here, and you want to release that. So what we're doing is we're putting the tape here on the chin, and that is to have that mind-body connection so that you're actually not overly having tension and tensing that chin area. And of course, with the face taping, this is something that you keep on overnight. So you're gonna sleep with this on your skin overnight. And it's great for if you're a side sleeper, because it would help to decrease that tension, which can happen in the face even when you're sleeping. So this is something that you can do during the day as well. It's more of just that, and a reminder as well to always keep that little smile. Okay, now the other thing that you can do with the face tape, and this is a quick hack if you don't want to do the three slits and everything like this side for the marionette line, is just cut a slit like this. So it's one tab, it's a longer tab, and you're going to, again, remove the adhesive backing. Remember, you've always done your patch test earlier in the day on your wrist to make sure that you don't react to the skin tape. I'm going to do this one on the other side. So imagine that I had the marionette line there. You're going to pull your skin, so create a bit of tension in the skin. Again, you're going to affix the top side first. So that's your anchor. And then now you are pulling towards the marionette line and releasing. So there is tension in this piece of tape, and that overnight will help to pull the line this way. So there you go. I hope that helps. And you're going to do your face taping techniques. Okay, maybe I'll leave it on for a second, or maybe I shouldn't. So we're coming back. Hello, are we coming back? Yes, thank you. Welcome, everybody. This is the Dr. Jeanine Show. It is live, so you can see like fun things happen behind the scenes here at the show. And now I'm going to talk about some of the supplements for glowing skin. So do I have a yay, keep the tape on my face? Yeah, as we talk about this, I don't know. None of my producers behind the scenes are giving me any yes or no. Okay, here we go. What are some of we like the tape? Yes? Okay, good. So what are the supplements for glowing skin? So I love, this is one of my secrets, my beauty secrets, is my fish oil. So DHA, which is your docosahexaenoic acid, typically found in seafood and fish that contain the fattier fish. So you have to be a little bit careful if you're ingesting fish, of course, with DHA because of toxicity. And we know that fish have toxic levels of mercury, PCBs, dioxins, all these things. So getting a high quality, reputable fish oil is very, very important. Higher in that DHA. So you're looking for one that has higher amounts of that DHA. The one that I take is a 40-10 ratio of the DHA to the EPA. Specifically, I'd love to say it's for my brain and for my arteries, but yeah, truth be told, come on, it's for my skin. I love that DHA for my skin, and it helps with your skin barrier function as well. So this is something that I don't go a day without taking. So that's something that we'll share some links in the description below if you want more information about that. Now, I also love my collagen. So my recipe is coming up using the collagen that I take every day. So you're going to see that and you're going to love that. So stay tuned for that in just a second. As well as lysine, MSM, horsetails. So these are very specific targeted ingredients for your collagen, for your elastin levels. These are things that, again, really, really helpful for strengthening that collagen and elastin and your keratin as well. So really great for your hair and for the strength of your nails. I also love, we know that we need vitamin C. So I take a whole food vitamin C supplement, really important. And the high concentration of the whole food, meaning that it's coming directly from berries. And that's very different from the conventional vitamin C that, you know, most people take, ascorbic acid. It's usually not so naturally made. And I educate people a lot about what to look for in your vitamins. So that's really important. I have a ton of videos on that. So make sure you check those out on YouTube, because there are certain ingredients that you want to make sure you're not ingesting when you are taking your supplements. I also take zinc. We know that zinc and vitamin C are very important for our collagen levels. We can't make and structure our collagen properly without active vitamin C and zinc. And the zinc, of course, that I take has quercetin in it, which is an ionifer. It helps to open up the channel so that zinc can actually get into the cells for proper absorption. I also love my magnesium. So magnesium is one of those things that helps to protect against EMF damage, blue light toxicity, helps to control from too much calcium getting into our cells, especially for our skin cells, which we don't want, that it's going to cause rigidity and our cells won't be able to maintain the moisture. And that's really important for your skin barrier function as well. So magnesium, ultra important. I take that every morning with my fish oil. Coenzyme Q10, also really important for our skin, and resveratrol, we know, an important antioxidant and very important for our skin as well to help to slow down that aging process. Okay, it is recipe time. Let's go over here. Can I take this off my face yet, guys? Come on, I'm trying to get no, keep it on. What? I can take it off. Okay, I'll take it off in a second. Here we go. We're gonna mix up now the collagen protein coffee. So here we go. Sorry, I'm gonna mess this up for the cameras and nobody's gonna be able to see what I'm doing. Okay, so you're gonna brew your coffee really easy. So I've pre-brewed my coffee here and you're going to add in your collagen. So this is a hydrolyzed bovine collagen and it will melt down with the hot coffee and it totally dissolves. This one is unflavored and it contains type 1 and type 3 collagen. So that's really important because that's what's going to give you that added benefit for your skin, for your own collagen and your elastin fibers. So this is how I actually make my coffee. So I'll brew my coffee, and any type of coffee will do. You could even do decaf. It's totally up to you. But we're making a protein collagen cafe mocha today, which is my absolute favorite. So I love this. I don't have my coffee first thing in the morning. I usually have it a little bit later in the morning. And I've talked about that in other videos to get the maximum benefits of the cognitive effects of the caffeine and the coffee. Here I have a little bit of almond milk. So almond milk in my shaker cup. And I'm adding my whey protein powder. And this is 20 grams of protein per scoop. And again, really easy to mix protein powder. And it has the most delicious flavor. So I'm going to shake that up. And again, you can see that my collagen has already dissolved down in the hot coffee. Shake up my protein powder with just a little bit of almond milk in the bottom. You don't need too much. And then I'm adding that into my hot coffee and topping that up. And you can see it sort of froths on its own. I haven't had to use a special machine to froth the milk. And you can see just how good that is. And sorry, I gotta take a second because yes, I know we're live, but I haven't had my coffee yet today. And this is my coffee. It is so good. It tastes just like a cafe mocha, if you've had a cafe mocha, but without the sugar. So there's sweetened with monk fruit. There's no sugar in here. It's keto friendly. Absolutely, absolutely delicious. You will love it if you're doing keto or low carb. Very, very good, and good for your leptin resistance as well, if you've seen my other videos about leptin resistance. So there we go. Okay, so let me take off the tape. Here we go. We're going to now the tips section of the show. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Janine. It's so great to have you here today. Today we're talking about face yoga techniques. We focused on the marionette lines today. As you can see, we did some face taping as well. I'm just removing the tape. And now we're going to the 9 tips for glowing skin. Okay, I got one more piece here. They also did some face yoga, some massage for the marionette lines as well. So it's so great to have you all here. Okay, and we did it. We just shared the recipe. So it's great to have you all here. Thank you for all the new followers on TikTok. I want to say hi to Baubles and Bees 99 and Les Shimmer. Nice to see you. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you're enjoying the show. Okay, so 9 tips for glowing skin. Tip number one, you want to get out into that early morning sunlight. So having natural sunlight on your skin first thing in the morning sets up your skin to help to protect against potentially some UV damage later in the day. But we know that we also need to have natural sunlight exposure at different times of the day, something that I talked about last week. So make sure you check out last week's episode. Tip number two is if you are going to have prolonged exposure on your skin of that UV, make sure that you use natural sunscreen. That's a recipe that I shared as well. So make sure you check that out. You have to really be careful. And I think people are definitely more aware of some of the negative consequences now of sunscreens and some of those ingredients that have come out in the news in the last couple of years. So make sure that you're using that natural sunscreen recipe. Tip number three for glowing skin is to fix your leptin resistance. Yes, it's so important that you have a good night's sleep, you are fixing your leptin resistance, making sure your melatonin secretion on your own as being one of the master antioxidants and anti-agers as well. Really important as part of your having those healthy circadian rhythms. So fix your leptin resistance for glowing skin. Tip number four is to practice fasting. So whether that's intermittent fasting or prolonged fast, this will help to get you into something called autophagy, which is your body's cleanup mechanism. Really, really important for the beauty of your skin, and you will see really big differences. This is something that I've noticed over the years with doing more fasting and intermittent fasting, that it really does make a huge difference for your skin and slows down that aging process. Tip number five is to practice lymphatic drainage, as well as, of course, the face yoga techniques, the facial exercises, the face taping, all of the things that I have shared in the last couple of episodes. I want you to do those and do them regularly. It's all about consistency. Consistency is the key, and that's a great tip for glowing skin. Tip number six is to do regular detoxification. So a full body detox is something that I do recommend that you are implementing into your health routine. I do it at least 4 times a year. I usually clean up the parasites and do a parasite type cleanse when I do my full body detox. And that's something that if you want more information on, again, I've got a ton of other videos on that. So make sure you check it out. Tip number seven for glowing skin is to include foods in the diet, of course, that are good for your skin. So I love, and this is something that I talked about last week, the 3 A's, almonds, avocados, and apples. Really great in terms of giving you those essential nutrients, the vitamin E, the healthy fats, really important for glowing skin. Tip number eight, of course, is my fish oil. So yeah, getting enough of that DHA, that omega-3 fatty acid, really important for your skin and your skin barrier function and the luminosity, as well as your skin's ability to maintain that, you know, the moisture in the skin as well, really, really important. And tip number nine for glowing skin is that mind-body connection. So remembering that stress will age you faster than anything else. So please do whatever you can. So whether that's yoga, relaxation, deep breathing, meditation, whatever you can to relieve that stress and alleviate the stress. Even if you don't have stress or don't think you have stress, you probably have stress. So you want to make sure that you're doing whatever you can to alleviate that stress, and you will see those benefits for your skin. Okay, it is quiz time. So great to have everybody here. Remember, today we talked all about face yoga and face lifting exercises for the marionette lines. I hope that you learned something new today. Continue to refer back to today's episode on YouTube so that you can learn more. It is quiz time. So we are playing for the hair, skin, and nails from our great sponsors at VitaTree. We thank them for making this program possible. So yes, so this is what you're playing for. So you just have to participate. You don't have to do anything, get any of these questions answered correctly, but do your best. I'm going to be monitoring here. I've got my team behind the scenes that are feeding me all of your comments and your answers. And this is going to be fine. Okay, are we ready? You got to be quick on these as well. Question number one, true or false? You should never massage your marionette lines area. True or false? See, we're trickier now. I should have mentioned this. Our quiz section is based on today's show, not last week's show. So this is why you have to pay attention for the entire show to make sure that you can answer the questions at the end of the show. Okay. Wow. Okay, everybody's quick today. Whoa. Whew. Midnight Summer 5. Great to have you here. Pandemay, hello, hello. Very good. Alea, good job. CG Nadia is here on Instagram. Kale Gray, Baby Joy, Raina. Good job, everyone. Who's that? S-Vib. Thanks for tuning in. Good job. Peaceful T, Veronica, good job as well. Sonia, good job. Arletta, good try, good try. Diva Organic, Ingrid is here as well. Nice to see you, Diva Organic. Good job, Patty as well. Good job, good job. Virginia's here, wow. M. Hancock, good job. Sweet Jerry, nice to see you, good job. Poupette, nice to see you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all the likes coming in. Oh my goodness, we're almost at 20K likes. Oh, that's so nice. Thank you. River Phoenix just joined. Thank you for tuning in. Okay. The answer is, did everybody get their answer in? The answer is false. Yes. You should massage your marionette lines. Now you'll see some people, I'm just going to say, if you're perusing, you know, different videos and things and different content that's out there, some people will say, oh, don't touch this area at all. Don't touch the massage and massage the marionette lines. I believe we have to get that tension out, and you'll start to see those differences, and you're bringing extra blood flow when you massage the marionette lines. You're really going to see those advantages. So yeah, so continue to massage them as I showed you today in the techniques, the facial yoga techniques and the face massage techniques for the marionette lines. Okay, question number two. Name a good oil to use on your skin for facial massage. Name a good oil to use on your skin for facial massage. Ah, Panda May, very quick. Good job. I like that, CG Stein, yes. Good job. Patty has it as well. Good job, Baby Joy. Alea, good job. Bobbles Beads 99, I like that. Good job. Sweet Jerry, nice. Raina, good job. Espin? S-Vib, Vid or Vib? Yeah, sorry, it's hard for me to hear it. Diva Organic has it as well. Yoga Lion 3, nice to see you. Good job, Midnight Summer, nice. Nice, I like that answer. Elaine, was it? Good job on Instagram. Nadia, good job. Sonia, nice. Arletta, good job. Ingrid, nice on Facebook. Thank you, thank you. And Dina Davis on YouTube, thank you for that answer. Very good. Poupette, for real, I like that. Good job. I love God 770. Beautiful. Peaceful Tea as well. And Virginia, nice job. Oh, Patricia, that is one of the ones I was looking for. Good job on YouTube. I like that. Very good. Okay, so some of the favorites. Did everybody have their chance to answer? A good oil to use on your skin for facial massage. Thank you for the likes coming in. I see that happening. Thank you. Sorry? Answers are up. Okay, so yes, coconut oil, olive oil, rose hip seed oil, almond oil, jojoba oil. Yes, most of the oils, and make sure, I mean, this is a personal choice depending on your skin type and what works for you, but coconut oil, I have to say, is my favorite. Okay, final question for today. Only three quiz questions. Final question, true or false? Tension in the chin area muscles can cause marionette lines. True or false? Tension in the marionette in the chin area can cause the marionette lines. True or false? Who is the quickest here? Sweet Jerry, good job. Panda May, Alea, yes. Kale Gray has it. CG Stein, Midnight Summer, Raina, Patty, Yoga Lion, Baby Joy, I Love God, M. Hancock. Wow, very good. S. Vid. Diva Organic, Ingrid as well. Good job. Good job. Sonia, good job. Nadia has it as well. Virginia. So many good answers. Wow. Very good. Patricia as well on YouTube. Good job. Good job. So the answer is, Phil has it as well. Before I say the answer, Phil on Facebook. C. Madorno. Yes. Good job. Anybody else? Tension in the chin area can cause the marionette lines. Yes, the answer is true. So today we talked all about face yoga, face lifting exercises, face taping for marionette lines. We did some face yoga, some facial massage, we did the taping, and I think you enjoyed the recipe as well. So make sure that you check out that recipe. And it was really easy. It was just the hydrolyzed bovine collagen in your coffee, and I have it right here, as well as this was chocolate, so it was a mocha, so the chocolate protein powder that I mixed in a little bit of almond milk in the shaker cup and poured that on top of the hot coffee. Absolutely delicious. So I hope that you check out that recipe and keep sharing your positive feedback, and you may be featured as one of our viewer spotlights in an upcoming show. Thank you everybody who tuned in today. One of my goals is to teach you how to empower yourself over the healing of your own body, mind, and spirit. Be well, everyone. We'll see you next week.